Sunday, October the 11th, 2020, Prayer 31, Day 11. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. You alone, Father, can give us the peace that surpasses all of our understanding. When men in your word, like Gideon, faced insurmountable odds and there was nothing about the situation that was peaceful, you showed up strong on their behalf. You always showed up to bring deliverance out of a fear-filled day. We join Gideon today in building an altar of praise and worship you as Jehovah Shalom. You alone can bring peace even in the midst of greatest darkness. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Spirit who continually helps us overcome our weaknesses. We confess that all things are possible through you and nothing is possible without you. Open our hearts and intercede with the Father that we may humble ourselves in your presence. We thank you for your forgiveness. Strengthen us to live with purpose and empower us to serve you, Lord. Your word says in Romans 8:26 that your Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Today, we pray for Massachusetts and Michigan. Father, bless and protect these states and sweep over these lands with revival. We pray for your kingdom to come and your will be done in my life and in my family. We pray for the Sunday morning worship services at Grace Family Fellowship. Move mightily in our midst, Lord, and may your word go forth with clarity and power. Work in transformative ways in the hearts and minds of all who attend or watch online. May people be healed in body and soul. May people be edified, encouraged, uplifted, and equipped to live this life for you victoriously. Oh, it's in your mighty name, Jesus, we ask all these things. Amen.